With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. Attention. Do I have everybody's attention now?
Burn it down!
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, then he's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Super Kick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house.
Welcome, everyone, to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Scotty Villa. It's Monday Night Mike. It is UK Tom. Boys, we are back. And we got a little bad blood on our hands. So excited. What a show. How is everybody today?
Just fucking dandy.
Yeah.
I think we found the title of the show. Title of this week's episode.
Just fucking dandy.
Fucking dandy.
Yeah.
Oh, so man.
You guys know why I'm having a bad day. But
yeah.
To make it worse, we went for a bike ride after work.
Never do that.
Fucking huge puncher about as far away from home as we could.
Really?
Really fucking long walk home.
So that shit.
Like 9 kilometer walk home.
Oh, so, got the steps in.
So my feet just love me right now.
You can't.
My boy looking spelt.
Nah, all that fudge I made has undone it already. So.
Well, to lighten the mood, we're going to talk about some professional wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
That's right. Bad Blood was this past weekend. It was a Saturday premium live event for us in our local area. It started at 4 p.m., which I loved. I know, Tom, you were like, this is kind of just a weird time to start a show.
It fucked with my dinner. Like, I don't have time between the matches to get up and cook. And, like, I'm not eating at 3:30. And then I'll have to eat again.
Yeah.
And I'm not eating afterwards because then the whole world would know about it. But I mean, I don't hate a 4 o'clock I'd much rather that than the ones that start at like 11 when I watch GCW.
That's true. I liked it. At first I was a little bit like you. I'm like, yeah, man, like Monday night Mike and I are having basically our supper together at like 3:55, 3:40 as a show starting kind of thing. But when that show was done at what, 7:30?
Yeah.
7:30? So the whole night to do whatever you wanted, kind of thing, right? The next day I was like, yeah, that was good. That was real good. I didn't mind it. I like the overseas shows that start at 11 a.m. because, man, that means I don't got to do any chorn on a Saturday. But the 4 p.m. start for us was interesting, guys. This show kicked off with the Hell in the Cell match between CM Punk and Drew McIntyre to start Bad Blood. And a lot of people thought this even before the show. A lot of people assumed it would be the main event. It was the hottest story going in to the pay-per-view. A lot of people think it earned the right to be in the main event. We'll
I
come
think,
and find out why. We know why it wasn't the main event.
well, that's, I still think that's bullshit. I don't care what happened at the end of the show. That fucking Hell in a Cell should have been on last.
I'm still one of those guys that if your world champion's on the card, he's got to be on the last match. That's
Was he defending the title?
He wasn't,
Nope.
Then he can eat a dick and go on first.
but the other this is sort of the other world champion wasn't on the show at all. Like Gunther was not on the show at all. So for me, I do like that the world champion was still in the main event match.
So usually I would agree with you. 100% usually I would agree.
Yeah.
But it was not a title match, so get
And
on first.
it was Roman coming back, his first match since
Don't
Mania.
care.
They built Roman up to be that guy, though.
I
Don't
love this Tom.
care.
I love this Tom. I hate that he had a bad day, but I fucking love this Tom. I'm here for it.
It's like I won't repeat word for word what I said earlier, but why do people always have to piss me off on pod day?
I mean, it makes for great pod. So
It
I'm
does,
not
but
happy that people are doing bad shit to you, but it makes for good pod. In defense of like it going on first, for the show, fuck, you may want to put that in the middle for what happened to the middle of Bad Blood.
Agreed.
Yeah, like
Agreed.
it, I, let's just get into it. It was incredible.
It's my match of the year.
It Scotty was saying similar. And
It's
I said
definitely
I'll look back at the year.
in that category. But when Tom even said on the group chat, like, that's his match of the year, I'm like, this dude watches more wrestling than both Mike and I
For
combined.
sure.
And for that to be his match of the year is super telling on how fantastically this match was put together and executed, because we got Hell in a Cell. They delivered on their promise almost from day one. I kind of don't want to give these guys credit because what show was overseas last?
Bash in Berlin.
Where they told everyone that you're going to see violence like you've never seen before. Then we got a pretty generic wrestling match, which was fine. It was a good match, but they said you're going to see violence like you've never seen before. This, and that. And we just got a wrestling match, right?
That was SummerSlam.
Was it SummerSlam?
And
Okay.
it was, yeah.
At Bash of Berlin, we got the strap match.
Oh, right. So I feel like it all paid off here. I kind of wish that they'd had those promos about violence and everything and blood for this one. They saved it all for this one, but it's whatever. We got it. We got it all. We got a true Hell in the Cell match where the cell did its job by keeping everyone out and keeping everyone in, which is insanely rare these days. Nobody escaped the cage. Nobody's able to come in, which was a fantastic thing to see. We got table spots. We got a lot of weapons, but it wasn't just a normal like kendo sticks and then chairs. And then everyone's chatting for the table. Then we get the table. We got wrenches and screwdrivers and parts of tables being used as weapons, chains around knees. And boy,
Beads, beads, Scott. There was beads.
we got beads and we got blood. Guys, we got blood, a lot of blood, a lot of color at Bad Blood. They lived up to their promise because they promised they will both bleed.
My favorite part of the whole match was they sold the cell.
Yes.
People got thrown into the cell, and they didn't do that thing that used to drive me nuts where they'd bounce off the cell like it was nothing and hit a clothesline or whatever. I fucking hated that. Like, If you're going to build this thing, sell it.
Yeah. I mean, when Drew torpedo throws Punk into it pretty early on, where you're like, oh, yeah, like you got to sell that. That looked awful.
Yeah.
Like, that hurt you.
And like that, the table spot where Drew, they came off the apron over the buckles.
Mm-hmm.
That looked brutal.
Drew McIntyre put in the work. He took some stuff where the ring steps.
Oh my God.
Just like Scotty and I both were like, oh, like you did not want that to be the landing.
Do you think he was going for the top of the stairs?
For sure he
that?
Was. He wanted to flat back that for sure. We were like, you're crippled.
Like he did flat back it, but the wrong fucking part.
Yeah.
Right on the edge of the stairs. It was stiff. It was gross.
But even landing on the table, like flip side down, I'm like, fuck that. Like,
yeah.
I don't want that to be done to me at all.
Yeah. Man. On the metal framework. Just brutal. I don't think I've seen that before. Definitely not in the Fed.
No. Also, side note, Sportsnet can fuck all the way off.
Yeah.
Like, why am I getting the Japanese commentary? I'm sure they're fantastic commentators, but I don't know what they're saying.
That's true. That's fair.
And also, like, for the first 20 minutes of the cell, including the entrances, it was like my internet.
Oh, that's brutal.
It was driving me nuts. So,
and you had said that wasn't just you, like you were noticing online that people were complaining about the same thing. At that point, I'm hitting up Sportsnet to be like, can I get a discount on next month's?
Yeah, like I sent out a ranting tweet, which I know is not that rare for me to do, but it was one of the like my most interacted with tweets that I've ever put out.
Really?
Like people are like, this is just shit. And the really annoying thing is you can tag Sportsnet and all this shit and they never get back.
Nah, they're probably told don't engage. Like,
yeah,
you're going to feel the fire. The second they put, they're like, we're working on it. Then it says, fuck you. You're working on it. Like, it's
just... my guess is that they're not working on it now that they're losing the WWE product to Netflix. They probably don't have anybody really monitoring that at all.
No.
So, guys, we got what UK Tom is saying is his match of the year.
Yeah.
In WWE with the Hell in a Cell, Bad Blood, Drew McIntyre, CM Punk. They delivered on every aspect of it. I feel like the way Punk came out on Monday Night Raw, banged up, couldn't even walk the entire way down the aisle because it hurt too much. It's nice that they're selling what happened on Saturday. It wasn't Sunday to Monday. It was, he was still feeling that from late Saturday afternoon. And Drew wasn't there at all. No Drew McIntyre on Monday Night Raw, which selling what happened in the cell as well. So
I love that they are selling that. And it was a fantastic, no, I'm not going to fucking Saudi promo from CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that's obviously what it was.
Yeah.
I have two questions for you that I'm very interested in your opinion on about Hell in a Cell.
Do I get points for the pop quiz?
You do not.
Fuck off.
I'm just, it was just a question. It was a question.
I automatically get points.
These two guys have just reset the tone for Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time we see a Hell in a Cell in the future, do we get that level of violence? Do we get the blood? What do you think?
I think now that if Bad Blood is going to become a staple in your rotation through the PLEs, don't use Hell in a Cell anywhere but Bad Blood. Like, make that payoff. Like, this story, like, UK Tom and I were booking to Bad Blood anyway. Scotty Villa was in jerking it to Sami Zayn, I bet. He didn't want to have anything to do with this. But it's the perfect payoff for a great feud in the Fed this year. Like, it, I think they did really well, and I think it was at that last possible stage. It's like, you can't go anywhere after this. It was a great blow off. So if you're gonna do Hell in a Cell, you better wait a full calendar year, and you better have a feud that's warranted to go in the cell to do it.
See, I'm a little bit of agreeance with you, but in a complete disagreement with you. I don't want, just because it's Bad Blood, that there's the Hell in a Cell match, because that's no different than the Hell in a Cell pay-per-views. Oh, it's this time of year, it's this pay-per-view, we automatically get a Hell in a Cell match because there's no spontaneity there. So I, Tom, to answer your direct question, I guess, yes, I guess the storyline has to warrant it, and it's got to be what characters are in it. So it's hard to say that every match has to have blood in it. If you're in a steel cage match, there most likely should be blood, and it should be the final blow off of a storyline that warrants a steel cage, a Hell in a Cell match kind of thing. So, go ahead.
The second part of the question is then, if they have reset the bar of the level of violence for Hell in a Cell, do we ever see women in Hell in a Cell again?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do we see the blood in a women's Hell in a Cell?
Teach him now.
It'll never happen in the Fed.
Do you think Drew knew how to fucking blade? Clearly not.
the only female I can think of who will, in my mind, have no issue wielding that blade is Rhea Ripley.
True.
And the visual of Rhea Ripley with her look and that blood.
Oh.
I'm going to go back on my answer a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
I still...
Johnny backpedal.
Not Johnny backpedal.
Can always tell us Sami Zayn fan.
Johnny kick you in the fucking nuts.
Is that because that's as high as you can get off the floor?
Pretty much. I ate so much food today, you guys. Holy fuck, I couldn't stop. I'm going to go back on it a little bit because I don't think that we will... I don't think we'll see blood from women in the WWE, but that doesn't mean it can't happen, because with TKO now in charge of that company, who also owns the UFC, who also has women's fighters who literally bash each other's faces in and bleed and get black eyes and all that stuff too. After a time when Dana White said, you will never see women fighting in the UFC ever. He did say that. And then I think it was like less than 5 years later, Ronda Rousey was one of the biggest stars on the planet. So I guess never say never, which I fucking hate to say, but I don't think we'll see women getting busted open on WWE TV.
Or at least not with permission.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah.
I do. But we're going to get to that if we can cover it to the end of the show. Point towards Monday Night Raw. But no, great Hell in a Cell. Hell of an opener.
Unbelievable.
It could have very well gone on last. Like, I hear both sides to but starting off hot like that
doesn't hurt.
Kind of a detriment though, because let's keep moving. But obviously, Pepsi Phil got the win.
He did.
Beads in the mouth, chain around the knee.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah, it was great. I had a great time. It got me right into it. But boy, did they lose steam fast. Let's talk about the WWE Women's Championship match, which, yep. The perfect place for this to go on. It was Bayley versus Nia Jax. Whoo, fellas.
I didn't think it was a bad match. It just could not follow Hell in a Cell.
What could?
Exactly.
On the card?
Which is why it should have been on the last.
Nice. I like how you moved in slow motion there.
I mean,
to be honest, though, I thought Nia looked terrible. Like, it sucks coming off of, like, looking so great. Like, I went back and watched snippets of that match again, and I was just like, man, like, you seem off. And, like, I liked Bayley Nia Jax at Mania. Was it Mania? Yeah, it was Mania.
No,
SummerSlam. SummerSlam, yeah. I love that match. Did her not feel match. That way here.
I love that she tried to do a Hurricane Rana.
Oh, man, what?
Scotty
and I
that.
Both were like, what? Don't replay it. Don't replay it.
I popped for that in the complete wrong way.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That was that was awesome pop. That was oh, you fucked up.
I like the fact that the announcers now will at least try to cover or explain what they were trying to do. And they will say they didn't get all of that. I don't think it worked. They took a chance. It didn't work. In the old days, you didn't get that very often at all. In fact, it was basically just ignore it and move on, which is not a bad idea either. But to replay it was a bold choice by whoever's in producing WWE television these days. I'll give her applause for attempting it. I'm guessing her and Bayley have attempted to do it before, maybe even on house shows. Who knows? Nia Jax didn't look her best in this match. It definitely hasn't been her worst. I'll tell you that. Maybe not one of her best since she's come back. Both Tom and I have been in agreement since Nia Jax has come back to WWE that she's done nothing but improve every single week, every single
right
match.
Right there with you.
Mike, right there with us. But yeah, this was a bit of a step back. I'm not too sure why. A big thing that hurt this match was the fact that the crowd was burnt out after that big Hell in the Cell match. I feel like the crowd was burnt out the rest of the entire night. They were flat. So it was a fine match. It was what it was. We're still getting the tease in on the cash ins from Tiffany Stratton. I'm waiting to see where that goes. It's kind of whatever, but it was what it was. To me, it was a TV match. It shouldn't have been on the card, in my opinion. I've enjoyed the build up so far. I haven't loved it, but I've enjoyed it. But you could have put this on SmackDown and accomplished the same thing.
Nia wasn't her best, and I think, all kidding aside, fucking up that Hurricane Rana rattled her, because it got worse after that.
Yep, it's you have that happen and takes the steam out of it. I get it. Tiffany Stratton, I don't know, guys. I don't know if I care enough about the cash in against Nia. Like, I don't know how invested I really am.
I feel like they're not sure what direction to go with. Is she's going to be a babyface or a heel?
Oh, I think I know where they're going.
You think she's going babyface?
No.
Or I think she's got to be a heel.
I think she's getting pops left and right, and people are chanting Tiffy time. I think they're buying into that.
Think what match is happening at Crown Jewel.
Oh, yeah, champion versus champion match. It's going to be Liv versus Bayley.
Shit.
I don't think she's taking Nia's title.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, that's great call.
Interesting.
I think Nia's going to fucking ragdoll Liv around, and then here comes Tiffy.
Tom, smart. I like that booking. I like
Me
that
too.
Booking.
Me too.
I like that booking, Tom.
Side note. Fucking hate those new that new giant title that they like. What is that thing?
We're jumping a place here, but yeah, I'm with you. I'm in full agreement of the whole announcement. Like, I do like champion versus champion. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I think it's perfect for Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
I hope they go all the way and we get tag champions versus tag champions and Jay versus LA Knight too. Like, if you're gonna do it, fucking do it.
Yeah, I mean, and then have all the obnoxiously large belts for everybody.
Exactly. But, like, can you remember the Saudi title that Strowman won when he run that 50-man rumble?
Yep.
Like, stop making belts. We don't need them.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I feel like it's just something to pose with for the Saudi crowd that can be, you know, used for publicity pictures and whatnot. And then we don't see it again until the next Saudi show. So
I thought we were getting the announcement of the women's mid-card titles, and I was excited.
That would have been great. Cool.
Would have been cool.
Then they laid this shit.
Yeah.
I could see if that, and it is heavily rumored that those titles are happening. I could see that maybe Mania season, because then you got to fill two nights of WrestleMania, so you can have one women's mid-card championship on one night, one on the other night, so...
They could also do what they did this year with the tag titles and just do a ladder match, both belts up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
But, I mean, who knows if they're even coming. But anyway, yeah. I jumped ahead.
No, and that's fine because, like, fucking groundbreaking announcements happening in wrestling. Like, let's just say Triple H is coming out with an announcement. That's it. Like,
yeah, they
didn't change the game. That belt is obnoxious.
They definitely overhyped that one, and I'm not usually on the WWE overhype things train, but that one, like, they definitely did.
Whatever. I mean, it got Sammy on the card. Fucking, there you go, Scotty. Bill Goldberg got a paycheck, so Bret Hart's cursing somewhere, yeah.
I think we're getting Goldberg and Gunther, and I kind of don't hate it.
But we can't, though, because Gunther's fighting... What's his nuts?
Yeah,
Cody Rhodes.
I didn't say it.
What's his nuts?
I just blanked on it.
I didn't say it. Crown Jewel.
What are you going to give him that? It can't be at Survivor Series.
Why can't it?
because Kevin Owens is a thing now.
What's Kevin Owens got to do with Cody Rhodes? I'd say Goldberg and Gunther.
Keep up, you fucking Mark.
Did you just fucking have a stroke?
I think so.
Yeah.
Raise your arms.
You know what? That's what you get when you have six meals in one day.
Dude, guys, I couldn't stop eating it. Holy shit, I got a problem. Anyway, yeah, just Scott, edit that out because that was real bad radio.
No, keep it in. All right. The match before that announcement was, of course, Damian Priest versus the fucking loser. Need him one time to do something. Can't do a fucking thing, Finn Balor.
So the man that you guys have labeled the loser is the man that you guys picked in the picks. You guys both picked Finn Balor to win this match.
That's right.
I have never said Finn Balor.
No, just me.
Loser.
I am only the only one on board with the Finn Balor loser train. But Judgment Day story. They needed to win here.
So I that's what I want to ask you guys. Why did you think that Finn Balor was going to get the win in this match?
Because he needed it.
Yeah. Well, Judgment. I wanted it both to be like Liv and the Judgment Day win again. Because really, Scotty, we talked about it with Damian Priest. I think Priest needs it to keep happening too. They don't know where he is going.
Fans are going to stop caring.
They really, you mean about the Judgment Day story or about Priest?
Both.
Yeah. It's, keep it alive. Like, I mean, Dominic Mysterio is keeping the Judgment Day story alive.
Now, Finn versus Priest. 90% of this match I liked. I thought it was good. The other part of the match made me, angry. I yelled at my TV.
What part?
The free fucking stomps and then one finish from Damian Priest puts him down. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Also, Damian Priest needs a new finish. I hate that fucking thing.
I agree. I agree, the dumb, weird chokeslam where he also lands on his ass to hurt himself.
If anybody should be using the tombstone, it's Damian Priest.
Yeah, sure.
Bisexual Undertaker. Why not?
Exactly. Lean into it.
Lean into it. Do you forget how good Finn is because he wrestles fucking shitty people now?
I thought you say because he's a fucking loser, but go on.
And, well, I mean, I can say until it blew in the face. The guy fucking proved it. That Bad Blood. What do you do with Judgment Day now? So Priest got the win at Bad Blood. Stopped everyone else. Like, I mean, nice to see that people came out to help old Finn. Bunch of fucking losers in that crew.
I think if I'm booking, I feed Judgment Day to the Wyatt Six and never fucking mention them again.
It's
the stable, not the wrestlers.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you there too. They are tag team champions. I don't think Raw has focused on the tag team championships in well over a year. SmackDown's doing a better job of their tag team division. You've got guys that are in a tag team and in a group that have never even mentioned wanting to go for tag team gold and never wanted to wrestle for tag team gold. And that's Authors of Pain in the, what are they called? The torture books? Books of torture? What are they called?
Final Shitbags.
Final Testament. That's it.
There we go.
Something's going on with those, with that group, with The Miz. You have tag teams there, even if the New Day do break up, you do have tag teams. You do have groups that are together now where you can go after the tag team titles. But Judgment Day holding those titles isn't doing anything for them right now.
And all kidding aside, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh versus Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee would be a fucking phenomenal match.
It'd be super fun. Like, super fun.
Okay.
With Carlito at ringside, of course it would be.
Okay.
Fucking losers.
We're on Finn and Damian. Sorry. Wasn't sure if we were on the next match, which also involves
arms up, pal.
Which also involves the next match also involves a Judgment Day. That's where I was just trying not to jump ahead. But My worry is Priest as well. They built him up, which was fine. Championship run was okay. Teaming with Rhea was good for him because he can get that rub. But now they've already told you that they're separating Priest and Rhea now. And Priest could just be in limbo. Who knows? But we'll see what happens.
They got to stop calling them the Terra Twins when he's 15 years older than her. It really, really bugs me.
It's good to segue into like this conversation because Scotty brought it up too with Rhea and Liv, which I also thought was underwhelming.
Dog shit.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about their chemistry. I felt that way at WrestleMania. I just don't like those two together working.
Worst pay-per-view match of the year.
Wow. Yeah, that's I don't know if I'm feeling that way.
I felt bad for Rhea. And also, why is a match for the women's world title focusing on a man? Not to try and be that guy and start that conversation.
Yeah, start that conversation, though.
But, like, why are we doing that? I mean, it was fun. Like, him falling out of the cage. And
the highlight of the match.
Like, I initially thought, oh, fuck, that's a hell of a bump he's about to... Oh. But...
Like, for me, it's just a continuation because it was Rhea and Dom, and then Dom turned on Rhea and joined Liv, replaced Rhea in Judgment Day with Liv, and Dom's interfered with everything that Rhea's been doing anyway. So it's just a culmination of that with the surprise appearance of Raquel Rodriguez being involved now. Now that gets Liv away from Rhea. You've got Raquel versus Rhea now, which I imagine is the next couple steps, and now someone else can go after Liv for a little bit. I liked the purpose of what they were doing, but the execution was terrible. I agree with you guys. These two women don't have chemistry. It's not been good. I'm not a big Liv Morgan fan when it comes to in-ring work. So I feel like Rhea had to gear down and it showed.
My worry is we all know that obviously it's called Survivor Series War Games. And it's quite obvious that the men's War Games match is coming from SmackDown. So the women's is coming from Raw. Now, do we get a rematch of that 10-woman tag on Raw this week?
Probably.
In War Games? Do I want to see that?
Fucking nope.
It would be okay. Like, it would be fun. Like, I imagine Lyra would do some cool things. But do I also want to see Team Rhea versus Team Liv in War Games? Not really.
You better ramp it up real quick with the heat. So
I think it's a better conversation as we're running low on time for next week is about the women's division because I think they got done dirty on Monday Night Raw in a 2-hour show. Like, it's too much talent to be doing shit like that. It just shows what you think. And to Tom's point, he was that guy where they were fighting over a man in a cage on Bad Blood.
Yeah, I thought we were in 2024.
Raquel's back. So cool.
We would have got a bigger pop if we jumped in the ring.
Oh, absolutely. I have no doubt in my mind. I mean, I'm still trying to get us away into those press conferences. I was on fire yelling at the TV pretending I was there. I imagine I'd make it all great. Of one question before I was escorted out of that.
It's pretty great. Guys, let's get to the main event, Mike.
Yes, the main event, Cody Rhodes and the OTC. Roman Reigns versus Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. Battle of the bigger entrances.
Both were shit.
Stop wearing the fucking skull helmet, Cody. Holy Christ. I've never seen something look so dumb in my entire life. Stop wearing that thing.
I don't know who those people were that were playing Cody's music on instruments. It sounded like somebody fed me too many beans.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. Don't fucking do that again.
Fart theme. Yeah. Love that. Whoa. The smell. Am I right?
Exactly.
Jesus, your band. it was Cody and Roman versus Solo and Jacob. We got what we wanted. We got to see Roman versus Jacob, which, sorry, Solo, that's what we want to see.
That's money.
It is. And it was a fine tag team match. It was a good little match to get Roman back into the mix of things. Guys, the match was what it was.
I thought like C+. We were more engaged to talk to each other. I had to go back and watch it again. And I was like, fuck, like this still isn't grabbing me the way it is. Granted, payoff, I guess, ending of the match.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the return of Jimmy Uso. I never thought in a million years I'd be stoked to see Jimmy Uso, but I know what that means for Bloodline story. Yeah. So when he came out, also gotta love a Samoan coming out in a hood and a fucking balaclava always. Or like a...
Now, I initially wondered if it was Hickey Lee. I wondered if it was him, mainly because I'd forgotten Jimmy Uso was injured. But once he popped the hood, I was like, oh, it's Jimmy. That's cool.
Yeah. And I think the fans also really liked that it was Jimmy.
Yeah.
Agreed. And Roman played it well. Roman played it so well when he realized that Jimmy took out the Tongans and they locked eyes, and Roman saying, you did this. You called this play. You did this for me. And Jimmy's like, I got you, Ooze. Oh my God. You're my tribal chief. I love that shit. Even when Jacob Fatu is going crazy, I love my tribal chief.
Yeah.
I buy in. I love it so much. But go ahead.
I would say Roman and Jacob Fatu were perfect in that match. Wow. The match might not have been perfect, but they were in their roles.
Did you see Cody Rhodes jump off the top rope?
He looks so bad doing that stuff.
And also, like, I'd forgotten he did that until you... I remember Roman doing a crucifix more than I remember Cody Rhodes trying to be the Superfly.
We laughed pretty hard. He just looks so awkward in the air.
It looked like Dusty.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like Dusty trying to fly.
Yeah. Jimmy Uso was back, but we also got a big return. After the credits popped on the screen, you get... The Rock came back, huge pop, and some people are saying, why are you popping for The Rock when he's the heel in this? It's The Rock, dude. Like, he's just from that era and his music's iconic. People are going to pop for it. He stands at the entrance ramp, goes 1, 2, 3 with his fingers, slice of the throat. We assume that's towards Roman, Jimmy, and Cody. I don't know. I'm very curious to see what the next step is with The Rock in the Bloodline.
I hated that.
Why?
I loved the return, and I popped for him, but why do that? Why have him there when he is very expensive for 13 seconds?
I think he'll be on SmackDown.
You got to keep that rolling. I agree. That's probably the best call.
Is he in War Games?
Always want. You know what? It's an ideal situation for Dwayne. It's like Mania. And you don't got to work 30 to 40 minutes on your own.
And also, being the mark that I am for first time things, The Rock's never been in War Games.
Right, right.
I'd love that.
If it's 5-on-5, Rock's in. If it's 4-on-4, I don't think he's in. And I my gut right now tells me he's not in.
I don't know. I don't know, because I've seen the prices for those fucking tickets in Vancouver.
Yeah.
That's making me think he's fucking in.
Yeah. Great show. Awesome show. Love the ending. I hate everything that The Rock does on Instagram Live, though. Fucking shut up, dude. But guys, let us know what you think. Some of you already added your thoughts at In My House Pod on the socials, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So thank you for that. Let us know what you think of the show after listening to this. It's been a fun one. Dude, this one went so fast. This podcast went so fast. But thanks again, everybody, for checking in. Before we get it cut off, hey, I'm Scotty Villa. He's Monday Night Mike. That's UK Tom. This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my place.